this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
It's too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Troy Harmon here today with Jennifer Thomas with the big smile on her face.
And, hello.
There you go. And Casey Smith.
How you doing, Troy?
Doing great. Both you guys have your CFP, right?
That is correct.
This is true. Right. True statement.
There we go. So y'all are certified to answer any and every financial question ever thought of. Is that correct?
Kind of? Maybe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Us and
KC,
Google.
KC is
KC?
Able yep. to do that.
All right. So
my Google is loaded, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, as we always do, looking over the markets over the last week, you can see, just as I said, the market was going to be up, and it is 0.69%.
Somebody told me you're right like two-thirds of the time. Is that true?
I'm right at least two-thirds of the time.
Man,
which
you should go to Vegas.
Well, yeah, if I was right in Vegas two-thirds of the time, it would be a whole
he
lot
wouldn't
different.
Be here.
He wouldn't be here.
That's right. Well, the odds are stacked against you in that house, and they're stacked for you when you're investing in the equities markets. Over the long term, we know that the market is up a little better than 10.5% thereabouts on an annual basis. So why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
Long as we've got inflation, the market is positive. Anyway, you'll have to excuse me for that brief intermission. That was my phone going off. You ever heard that before? Anyway, our producer just slapped me in the back of the head, and I might deserve it.
Back on course here.
Yeah, I might deserve it. Who knows? But anyway, like I say, markets are generally positive, and the big reason behind that is inflation. As long as inflation's up, earnings are up. Your investment should be worth theoretically more. And the equities market's the best way to beat that inflation, right? Speaking of which, we got information this week on two indicators of inflation, one of which was producer price index. It's showing that we had a 0.4% increase in November. It's kind of an early indicator of inflation. It's the prices that producers are incurring in their inputs. And like I say, it was up 0.4%. We look at CPI, Consumer Price Index, which was up 0.1% in November. Year-on-year basis, that's 2.2%. You take out the volatile pieces, easy for me to say, volatile pieces of that, which are energy and food. And you got 1.7%.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Still not a whole lot of inflation out there, Troy, even though the Fed did decide to raise rates again.
Absolutely.
But I guess they're banking on the fact that they think we're at full employment or
well,
darn
pretty close
to it.
4.1%, I would think we are at full employment, too. Most economists think around 5%, so we're below that, but still kind of around.
If you're 5%. Truly at full employment, though, you would expect that you'd start to see some more inflation, right?
You would, and it would be in labor costs.
Right.
I mean, that's where it is. It is strange, Casey, you bring it up. The Fed added another quarter of a point to our overnight lending rate.
Yeah.
It's kind of the benchmark that the yield curve is set on. If you look at what we got in real market rates, it was positive across the board. It's always slight. It's inching higher, but it was not a steepening of the curve, not what you would expect if financials do well. But instead, it was kind of an across-the-board move higher in interest rates. Still not enough to boost most of your high-quality yield high quality yields on
fixed income investments, they're just, you know, I mean, you look at how many years we've had really low rates
since 05, 06, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's still kind of one of those pieces that confounds us. And when you look at it, it's nearly impossible to get in a high quality bond, nearly impossible to beat inflation. So makes it all the more difficult.
You either have to go out, you know, longer maturities, or you're looking at trying to do something more risky to get that yield in a fixed income investment.
Or you go to the equity markets, which is what we've seen. A lot of people do as well, especially the dividend-paying stocks.
Right. Dividend-paying.
Right.
Absolutely. When you look through the sectors this week, information technology year-to-date still, by and large, the big winner, 38.96. You know, I look back at this, back to the true market inflection, which was the election of 2016. And would you believe information technology and financials are about neck and neck from that period? But you look year-to-date for financials, they're only up 20.66%. I say only.
Yeah.
You know, that's slightly lower than the overall market at 20.89% as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what happened was in the information technology, companies didn't participate for the first month and a half of this pretty significant rally that we've had over the past year plus at this point.
Well, interesting to me is that you've got two sectors that are negative for the year, telecom and energy. Everything else is positive double digits. So, I mean, it's kind of an interesting dichotomy there. I mean, obviously, the energy can be explained by a supply, you know, issues there, whether it's, you know, related to OPEC or the fracking and oversupply potentially.
And we got more news on that this week. We see supply rose a slight bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Telecom, though, is a little bit surprising, I guess. I mean, I don't know what the... why it's so different than every other sector in the economy.
It's kind of tough to get your mind wrapped around what is going on in telecom. The one thing I will say, it's only about five or six stocks that make up that index for the S&P 500. So we're talking about the main ones, the two that really dominate, AT&T. Verizon and AT&T.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
AT&T more so than Verizon. And, you know, it's right now it's just – not the space. We got some news on that this week. Net neutrality looks like it's been wiped out from a situation from the Obama era.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's folks that say that's not a good thing. But I believe for those telecommunication companies, it's actually a positive. They can throttle who they want and allow everyone else and their own content to go without any of that. So, bit of a, you know, strange situation, especially for the consumer. But anyway, all things considered, we got information technology still leading the way. On the week, it was, like I say, I mentioned financials, and they seem to bounce higher in fits and spurts. But this week, they were negative 0.43%. Utilities were down 56 basis points, and materials were down 61 as well. Telecom. 4.63.
Speaking of,
yeah, the big leader on the week.
Yeah, there's still a possibility they could both up positive for the year.
Could get there.
Yep. Healthcare was up 1.25%, and consumer discretionaries were spending our money 1.21% higher in the week. We do have some more economic news. We got started with it. One of the big pieces we heard on the week, employment situation, we got that. First Friday of the month, just like every other, and payrolls advanced 228,000 more jobs in November. Was expected to have 195,000. So, anytime you beat the expectations, it's a good thing, especially if you're beating and it's expansionary. I think we need about 127,000 jobs added per month in order to keep up with population growth. So, that too is good news. University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey slid 1.7 points to 96.8, but if you look a little deeper, the current conditions actually strengthened, so it must be the expectations that that weren't as strong. So all things considered, it's still a pretty high number at 96.8. Get into wholesale trade. Inventory build took a large step back. It's one of the things that folks have been watching pretty closely. Usually you build inventory when you expect growth to be stronger, and that doesn't seem to be happening at this point. So other than that, like I said, the two inflation indices were probably the big news, and then the Federal Open Market Committee news out of out on the week. We all things considered, it's kind of a weird situation. No inflation. They don't see any inflation, but we're going to raise rates.
Raise rates anyway.
Yeah. You make sense out of that one for me, please.
It's full employment. That's why they're trying to get ahead of it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of folks that say that it's easy to fall behind when it comes to fighting inflation. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.